Exercise 2, page 46. You will hear a dog trainer called Ellie Butler talking about working dogs. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or a short phrase.
Hi everyone. My name's Ellie Butler, and I'm here to talk to you about the work that I do. I'm sure many of you know about Guide Dogs for the Blind, the charity that trains dogs to assist blind people. But what a lot of you might be unaware of is that there are actually a whole host of charitable institutions that train dogs to assist people with different disabilities and health conditions. Among these amazing animals are dogs that have an acute sense of smell, which are trained as medical detection dogs to sniff out illnesses such as diabetes, and assistance dogs, which help with tasks that are difficult or too painful for some people to perform, such as opening or closing a door, or even emptying the washing machine. These working dogs even have little jackets that are colour-coded. You've got yellow for guide dogs, red for medical detection dogs, and assistance dogs get a purple jacket. I work for one of these charities, Hearing Dogs for the Deaf. We train and provide dogs to assist deaf people in their everyday lives. Whether we're talking about someone who was born deaf or became deaf, it's hard work coping with the demands of trying to communicate with the hearing world when you live in a world of silence. Deafness is an invisible disability that totally cuts a person off, and it can be exhausting. Constantly having to be alert in order to catch what people are saying or what is going on around them in their social and working relationships. It's also very lonely, and these dogs allow them to be independent while giving them companionship. In order to ensure that we get the right dog for each deaf person, we carefully select the breeds that we work with. We also make sure the dogs are as relaxed and sociable as possible by introducing them to the world around them. They visit social places, i.e. shops, buses and trains, with their puppy socialising volunteer to get them used to crowds and noises and begin work with their puppy instructors. Once the dogs have come to trust humans, we focus on their sound work, introducing them to particular sounds and training them to alert someone to them. These sounds could be the doorbell ringing, the receipt of a text message or a fire alarm, all sounds that a deaf person would miss. We also train dogs that will be working with young mothers to respond to the sound of a baby crying. We use reward-based training for this. We found this method of training to be very effective. It involves giving the dogs treats and cuddles when they perform well, and when they produce unwanted behaviour, the dogs aren't punished, they're merely ignored. This prevents them from becoming anxious and allows them to trust people. It's a form of positive reinforcement that makes the dogs feel safe around humans and confident when performing tasks. You can help too. You can become a volunteer and work with the puppies. Or if you don't have the time to spare, you can sponsor one of the dogs by